Morning, everyone. I'm here to talk to you today about the Rural Development Programme for England, or RDP for short. I often term it as one of the best-kept secrets in Cornwall. So I'm going to take you through, if this will work. Yes, here we go. Some facts and figures about what it is, where it's come from, how it's funded, delivery to date, and probably more importantly for everyone here today, delivery over the next couple of years. One major difference between this programme, there are a number of differences. One of the major differences with this programme is the timescales. We are now looking at 2 years and counting to spend the money. Convergence, we have to commit the money by the end of 2013. We have to commit and spend. So we have got a considerable challenge ahead of us. So facts and figures. It is a national programme, comes from the Common Agricultural Policy, and across England it's worth £3.7 billion for the current programme period. 80% of that goes into agri-environment schemes. I don't have anything to do with those. That's delivered by Natural England. 20% goes for socio-economic activity. The money, where it comes from, it's European money matched by DEFRA, so it's pre-matched, 75-25 in Cornwall and 50-50 across the rest of England. What does that mean for Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly? Well, there's a budget of £55 million notionally ring-fenced. It was ring-fenced. It still is ring-fenced, but only if Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly can demonstrate we can use it. So that's the challenge. Up until recently, it has been squarely ring-fenced. The ring-fence has got a few holes in it at the moment, and we've got the challenge. Where are we with commitment? £34 million committed to date. I'll give you a run-through a few examples of what it's been committed to. There's roughly 10 grants or projects seeking grants of about £10 million, either under appraisal with DEFRA, as it is now, or under development with my team, with the forestry team, with community and social enterprise. Those of you that are quick on the maths, there's £11 million left. So that's our challenge. So delivery to date. We've got a range of... It is a... when it was with the... with the South West Regional Development Agency, it is delivered in a regional framework. And right at the beginning of the programme, there was a number of large regional schemes that were put across. There's a skills programme, Soils for Profit, there's a sustainable rural tourism, animal health. Those of you that are picking up on those words, it's mainly about agriculture and farming and food, but there are some opportunities for a wider range of businesses as well. My team's activity is mainly on the business-led activity, and I've got a list of some of the projects we've worked on. There's also been a strand for community and social enterprise, which has been making investments into village halls and community interest companies. And there's also local action groups. And there's also, most of those, run until the end of 2013. So the big commission schemes that were put together at the beginning of the programme, they're here till the end. And there's some examples of some projects we've assisted. And just to give you an example of the range that we've worked on in terms of scale and in terms of... Those figures are the grant figures, not the total project value. Hopefully people can see those from over there. What that demonstrates, wide range of businesses right across the county and also a wide range of scales. Our biggest project under this current programme was Trwythyn Dairy. £12.7 million total cost, £5.6 million worth of grant. And I guess our smallest one on that list is a small firewood processing, £7,500 worth of grant. In terms of intervention rate, that's usually the next question. Somebody said it earlier, how much can I get? That varies depending on various measures. Won't necessarily go into the technicality, but I'm sure anyone that wants to can ask me some questions on that later. Broadly, it's no more than 50% for a business-led application. Some of those are at 30%, some of them at 20%. And again, someone said it earlier, it's always the minimum amount to make the project happen. You have to justify what that figure is. And the lower rate of grant you ask for, the more likely you are to get it. So quite often, everybody wants the maximum. That's always the starting point for any question, any discussion. But it's about the minimum amount. But there's quite a range there. And also picking up Carleen's point, all of those are private sector businesses, and all of those... Most of those have been investing in the last couple of years. So there is confidence out there in the business sector. They are investing, and ultimately we all have to eat. Delivery to date. Okay, the RDP moved from the RDAs to DEFRA in July last year. And what DEFRA are doing is bringing together 8 regional delivery programmes across England into one national delivery framework. And that's been a challenge for them. They're still working through that, and we're working with them. Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly is part of that. So again, a major difference with RDPE to Convergence is we're part of a national programme, whereas Convergence is for Cornwall and Scilly as a whole. We hope that within this national programme that we can get a little bit of flexibility to address the issues behind our Convergence status. We're getting through that in some areas, but we're still waiting on ministerial thoughts on others, where we will be stepping outside the national framework. We're hopeful that we're going to hear some more news on that in shortly. So getting into delivery for the next couple of years, DEF for priorities, that's the new framework that we've got to address with the rules that we have from the European Union. So again, because this is DEF for matched, we have to have the rules and the measures that we have through Europe. We also have the DEF for priorities that target it. No one in Cornwall that I speak has got any issues with all of those. Everything we want to do can fit in within the DEF for priorities. So that's not so much of a problem. Delivery is business as usual for the Commission schemes, as I mentioned earlier. Local action groups, which is another route to the money, are still delivering. There's three in Cornwall, one covering Scilly. They have various amounts of money left. Each one's different. We are trying to argue the case for further funds to be put into those, because that does give us some local flexibility, but we haven't won that discussion yet. And equally, if we do put more money into the local action groups, it's likely to have more of a business focus rather than a more social activity. The Farming and Forestry Improvement Scheme, round one closed yesterday, that's again a national programme. There's some information, I think, you and you put in your pack on that. That was about helping farmers improve their competitiveness and resource use and animal health and those sorts of things. There could well be a round two. We don't know. It'll depend how much demand there's been for round one. But the focus of it may change. It may decide to look at other activities. So we've been working quite hard with a number of farmers to get bids into that. The rural, I think it's called the Rural Economy Grant now, rather than the Rural Enterprise Grant. But REG for short, we all love our acronyms. That's going to be linked to the DEF for priorities, and that's going to be the replacement for business-led activity. We're hoping to get some guidance on that in early February. And until we get that, we don't really know what the targeting of that is going to be. This is an area where Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly is arguing for some flexibility to enable us to do things slightly differently with the money that we've got left. Whether we'll get that or not, we've put a good case forward, and we'll have to wait and see. So we should get some information on that. That could open the scope of RDPE to a wider range of businesses. And what do I mean by that? Well, you'll see from the list that I've put up, most of the activity that we do is with farming and food businesses. It is the Rural Development Programme, and we are looking to move it out to rural microenterprises. What do I mean by rural, or what does the programme mean by rural microenterprise? Any business with less than 10 employees and €2 million turnover. Now, if we can push that a little bit, that gives a huge opportunity for Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. That isn't going to be a free-for-all for every single rural microenterprise. You are going to have to deliver productivity growth. You are going to have to reduce your carbon emissions. You are going to have to create jobs. So all those sort of things will come with it. But if we can open the scope, we really do feel that we can provide a motor for growth within the rural economy. Source of assistance, Rural Focus is one of the commission schemes that I mentioned earlier. Got to stand over there, and David and Caroline are here somewhere. That's the first port of call. They'll deal with your initial inquiries. The County Project Development Service, that's the grand name for the project that funds my team to help put projects together. And as you'll see there, we're around until March this year. Hopefully something beyond that, but time will tell. There's a equivalent in the woodland sector, so if you're involved in woodland processing or harvesting trees, then there's a potential opportunity there. There's a lag manager in East Cornwall and another one that covers China Clay and West Cornwall. If you are on the Scillies or have businesses on the Scillies, there's a lag manager over there. They'll deal with your inquiries in those areas. The commission schemes I've mentioned, and the DEFRA staff, as the new delivery framework, they do have an office in Truro and another one in Exeter. Because again, I re-emphasise, the RDP is a national programme. So if you're dealing with businesses outside of Cornwall, all of these rules will apply. There's just potentially more competition for the money. I think broadly there's about £100 million left nationally in the RDPE. Of that 100 million, roughly 20 million is available in Cornwall. So we've got a reasonable share of it. Contact details in the pack, I'm sure. And that's me finished. Thank you.